WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com, offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. And Ground Shuttle is now taking reservations for Austin Airport service with trips starting on September 20th. Reserve your Houston or Austin Airport commute now at GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Tropical Storm Harvey has taken its first victim. Sergeant Sean Beatty with the College Station Police Department says they're canceling their community picnic and back-to-school rally this Saturday.
Heavy chance of rain, lots of rain coming, some high winds that are possibly coming, and a slim chance of some tornadoes. So due to the safety of everybody involved, you know, we would hate to get a bunch of people out there and then have to, shelter in place for some bad weather.
Beatty says they will not attempt to reschedule this year's event due to the several home Aggie football games coming up, but you can look forward to next year's picnic, weather permitting. The Bryan City Council heard from one speaker at this week's public hearing on next year's city budget. Former Mayor Ron Blatchley asked to raise the property tax rate by up to 5 cents to pay for a specific group of quality of life projects.
A major addition and improvement to our park system, a community center / senior citizen center, introductory monuments at the north and south entrances to our city, and some cleanup and landscaping along our thoroughfares would go a long way to improve the pride in our city.
Current Mayor Andrew Nelson was asked about the former mayor's request during our show.
I want to get more parks. I want to have a quality of life. I'd like to see a senior center here. And I don't think we need to raise the tax rate to do that.
The council approved next year's budget as recommended by city staff. Public hearings on the city's property tax rate will be held September 5th and 12th. A Bryan man's 37th arrest since 1990 results in going to prison for the third time.
The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports 45-year-old Demetrius Jenkins admitted to strangling his girlfriend while she was holding a small child. As part of a plea agreement, Jenkins was sentenced to 25 years because of his criminal history. Maximum punishment was life. Prosecutors say the woman did not cooperate with them. A Bryan man has admitted to shooting his ex-girlfriend last year. The DA's office reported the shot fired by 48-year-old Alvin Jent did not hit the victim, but the shot passed close enough to the woman's head that she suffered an ear injury. Victim made a full recovery, and she did not want Jent to be prosecuted. Due to Jent's criminal history, he was sentenced to 15 years in prison. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas A&M System Board of Regents passes a resolution supporting last week's decision to cancel the September 11th White Lives Matter event on the flagship campus.
The recent violence in Charlottesville shows that events can be calculated to cause violence, not peaceful protest.
Regents Chairman Charles Schwartz of Houston noted his 40-year career as a lawyer has included writing multiple law review articles on the First Amendment and litigating First Amendment cases.
I support our administration and condemn those who would claim a right under the First Amendment to incite violence and those who would put the safety of our community at risk.
The sponsor of a similar event last December wanted to stage a day-long event at Rudder Plaza titled Today Charlottesville, Tomorrow Texas A&M. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. You can call or text us to be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And Ground Shuttle is now taking reservations for daily service to and from the Austin airport with trips starting September 20th. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, with new service to Austin coming September 20th. Let us do the driving.
The biggest off-road savings of the year can be yours now at Polaris Fun Center during their factory-authorized clearance with rebates as high as $4,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. At Polaris, score a $2,000 rebate on Ranger XP1000 or get the 450 or 570 Sportsman ATV and save $1,000. The high-performance Razor XP1000 is a screaming deal with a $2,500 rebate. And for push-the-limit performance, choose the Razor XP Turbo and get $4,000 back. Award-winning Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas in Bryan, where they sell and service fun, not tractors.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
Good morning, it's 710, Infomaniacs News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, and our weather is sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Now that Harvey's redeveloped in the Bay of Campeche, we need to be concerned about the potential for some very serious flooding across the area through the weekend and into early next week. We'll keep a very close watch on the situation, but you do need to be aware that there is the potential for flooding. Partial sun, chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, 90 to 95. Clouds overnight, 75. Afternoon showers and storms tomorrow, 90. Showers, thunderstorms Saturday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from first-year secondary coach Ron Cooper on some of the standouts he's seen at camp, aside from Armani Watts and Donovan Wilson. Meanwhile, Lane Kiffin says Art Briles is not a consultant for Florida Atlantic, despite speculation to the contrary. And the Rangers got closer to an AL West wildcard spot with a win over the Angels, while the Astros ended a 9-game losing streak to the Nationals. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, Tropical Storm Harvey local statement was issued this morning at about 5:10. Covers southeast Texas. Hurricane warning issued from Port Mansfield to Matagorda. Tropical storm warning has been issued from Matagorda to High Island. Storm surge warnings issued from Port Mansfield to San Luis Pass. Talking to a lady yesterday, her husband was going deep sea fishing this weekend. That's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, probably not.
Said they had planned that for months, but not so. At 6:30 this morning, the hazardous weather outlook was issued by the Houston Galveston Weather Department. It includes not only Brazos County, but Burleson, Colorado, Grimes, Houston, Madison, Montgomery counties, all of those. This is the outlook for southeast Texas. Day one, that's today and tonight. Harvey located in the south Gulf of Mexico, strengthening as he moves northwest toward the Texas coast. Low to moderate chances for periods of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Last night we got officially 2.49 inches of rain.
Not bad for a random storm.
Yeah. Don't know how much y'all got at your house, but that's a record for this date. And, again, kind of unexpected.
Yeah.
But went on for a while. And just the kind of rain we needed, something that was slow, kind of softened up the ground a little bit for maybe the deluge. So days 2 through 7, they're saying this is Friday through next Wednesday, gustier winds. Will begin late Friday afternoon, persist through Saturday afternoon, gusty at times, but thunder tropical force winds. Now, again, remember, this goes all the way down to the area around the coast, too, so it's not just Brazos County, but some of these things could possibly happen. Total rainfall amounts over the next several days will range anywhere from a little over 3 inches to localized near 10 inches further south. And rainfall amounts could exceed 3 inches per hour and could induce flooding concerns. Later on this morning, we'll talk to the folks from City of Bryan about emergency preparedness and that sort of thing. And be aware that your cities are going to keep you posted on this sort of situation. We've already had the event this weekend canceled in College Station because of the expected rain that we're going to have.
There was also supposed to be a big back-to-school concert out at Wolfpin Creek with Cody Johnson Band, that and others. That also got rescheduled for September 17th.
Okay.
Any pre-sold tickets will obviously be honored, but anyone who is planning to go back to that back-to-school concert, that's going to be September 17th.
All right. That's something to maybe work for next year.
Yep.
All right, so, see, I should have bought a lottery ticket yesterday. I did not buy a ticket yesterday.
But someone did.
Somebody won.
Yep.
And, again, it could be more than one person, but it was just one ticket, and it was up in Massachusetts. Well, the reason I know I should have bought one is because when I put my money in the Coke machine this morning, I got two Cokes.
Ooh, look at you.
Very double.
Not quite the same as winning $700 million. Yeah, but, nonetheless. So we were talking, I don't know, we've been talking about this for like 4 or 5 days. I was trying to get to the point, we did this bit. When did you realize you're significant? was a bit of a dim bulb. Okay, so here we go. I bought him a new watch, and it was water resistant. I told him I wanted to see him wearing it in the pool when we would go do laps. He did two laps, got out, took off his watch, came back to the pool, asked him why he took the watch off. He said, well, it was water resistant up to 100 meters, and he'd swum 250-meter laps. My boyfriend insisted that cooking certain things in the microwave was a hassle since you had to stop them early because the microwave only cooked in 30-second increments.
Oh, wow.
Not sure what he thought all those other numbers were.
He probably just always pressed the add 30 seconds button.
That's it. But it was a day that changed his life.
He was like, what if it's like a really big meal? Do I just cook it for a bunch of 30 seconds?
She cashed a check. And when asked if she wanted big or small bills, she said just the regular size. I took my wife. It took my wife 2 hours to install a wireless printer because she didn't plug it in.
Well,
it's okay. Wireless.
When he thought baby ducks were called quacklings.
That's cute.
Wait, it they're is. Not.
When she thought that giraffes laid eggs.
She wasn't listening to the show.
Exactly. That's right.
I told her about April.
She was at the store, and I remembered that I needed some whole chickens for the weekend. So I called her, and I asked her to grab a few. Over the phone, she says, the big kind or little kind? I told her, we'll get the largest you can find. And she showed up at the house with two 25-pound turkeys.
Oh,
she thought turkeys were just chickens. Larger chickens.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, once you take the feathers off and stuff, they look very similar.
We were putting away the groceries when I see her take a new jar of salsa, open it, and then put it in the fridge.
Refrigerate after opening.
Anyway. So there you
boy.
Go. Yeah. Hey, your life will change, too, when that happens. Yeah, at some point. Okay, so I know we did a story about how long to dunk an Oreo.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is just a rewrite of that story. And the reason I'm confused is because, I don't know, they may have enough money out there that science has got time to do that more than once. Or do we need competing?
I want to be an Oreo scientist.
Well, that's
do I have to go to school for that?
Well, yeah. I think that's the whole deal is then they looked at that and they went, no, wait, we want to do our own research on that. But they said that actually what happens is scientists have figured out that the answer comes to us from Utah State's Splash Lab. That's what it's called, the Splash Lab.
The Splash Lab.
Kind of sounds fun. They study liquids.
Okay.
Which would make sense.
Yeah.
The team was casually eating milk and Oreo or milk and cookies when they began arguing about the best dunking time. So, of course, science has to step in, and the experiment was born. For 2 weeks, they began dipping all sorts of cookies in milk and seeing how it absorbed the liquid and how long it would take to get to full capacity. And they found that Oreos absorbed 50% of fluids after just 1 second. And as they said, it took a, they said this, 4 seconds maximum absorption.
Okay.
After five, then it becomes soggy.
Too mushy.
Brad, you had some equation you used.
Yeah, it wasn't so much an equation. It's more of a feeling sort of a thing. What you do is you just kind of, you dip it in there and you squeeze the top part just a little bit, just real lightly. And as soon as it breaks a little bit, it's perfect.
But if you leave it in there too long, it just means you have a surprise at the bottom of the glass.
That's right.
So there. Junk food fans are also scrambling things up. A new limited edition for M&M's. They just announced their new fall flavor.
Pumpkin spice, right?
Cookies and scream.
Oh, cute.
Yes.
I like that.
In other words,
done.
M&M's that taste like Oreos.
Oh, and just, I could get on board with that.
Okay, just to make sure that that's clear, the package shows a cartoon of an M&M holding a bunch of cookies that
screaming.
Look exactly like Oreos and screaming.
That's so cute.
There you go. It's on sale now at Target.
Okay.
You can do that. But we did mention the pumpkin spice, which again could be a cruel trick.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Because, you know, if you, again, we talked about the pretzel ones, which I kind of thought were cool.
Yeah.
Any of those are not unpleasant surprises. pumpkin spice.
But if you don't like pumpkin spice,
could be a real surprise for you. But anyway, so that's out there because we have nothing else to worry about.
Well, you know, speaking of not having nothing else to worry about, going back to the cartoon on the picture of the Oreos and stuff, I'm still weirded out by the personification of food and advertising.
Oh,
because you've got to eat it. It's weird.
Well, there are probably children out there who are traumatized over that. Maybe. Probably need to have a study about that.
Like those Pop-Tarts commercials where, like, they go on talk shows or whatever, but it's just an effort to trick them into the toaster. That's weird.
Oh, the Pop-Tart commercials are pretty funny.
They're so killing weird. Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, they're basically killing Pop-Tarts.
Wow.
Yeah.
They look scared. And
all right.
Someone texted in and shared another instance when you realize someone might not be the brightest bulb. They said, while you're at an ATM and your sister says, why is everyone's PIN number XXXX? We still give her a hard time about this one.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
I dated a girl once who we were passing by a Vietnamese restaurant, right? And she said, oh, yeah, Vietnamese food. And me and my friend were like, what did you just say? And she said, Vietnamese. And I was like, no, it's Vietnamese. And she goes, that's what I said.
Uh-huh.
And we just
get into an argument over that. Yeah. The girl with the X's, you know, she probably doesn't like to come home for the holidays, you know?
They probably
sit down at the table.
They probably
and remind
pick
her.
On her quite a bit.
One more time. All right. Here are the things that parents are worrying about right now. Right now, according to CS Mott's Children's Hospital. And of course, the media is telling us this too. Number 10 is sexting. Number 9 is drugs. Number 8 is not getting enough exercise. Again, this is what parents are worried about right now for their kids. Unhealthy eating. Number 6 is depression. Number 5 is school violence. Number 4 is car accidents. Stress. Number 3, that your children are stressed. Number 2, internet safety. And number 1, bullying and cyberbullying.
You know, that's something that I feel like we haven't heard a lot about lately. I know they passed some legislation here in Texas about cyberbullying, but just kind of, you know, that's something that I feel like we heard a lot about, and then it's kind of quieted down.
Well, I wonder why that is, and does it mean that they have maybe had some success?
And you hope so. Mm-hmm. You hope so, for sure.
But the success has got to come probably from the kids. If you see a third person being bullied, then if you intervene, which speaks well for anybody who does that intervention, especially if it's a peer.
Right.
Especially if it's a
absolutely.
Peer.
Absolutely.
Well, okay, but you're right. And I don't know, maybe we've just started again. We'll find out.
Right.
So of course, College Station starts on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, weather. Wonder. Just thinking out loud
good
there.
Good question.
See how that works out. Anyway, in the meantime, have we heard from the schools that are already open about fidget spinners?
Oh.
Are they back
or are they already done? I mean, did that thing just, did that get completely spent during the summer? Not sure. It'd be interesting to hear what teachers might have to say about that. So 7:23, speaking of school, you heard about the 4-year-old Texas boy with the long hair who was barred from his kindergarten because of the length of his hair. Jessica Oates and her son named Jabez, I guess, or Jabez, J-A-B-E-Z, because I love to spell on the radio, however it's pronounced, who hasn't had a haircut since birth. Okay?
Oh, my gosh,
he's
4 years
old. And he is a cute little, he's a diminutive one. Of course, 4, they're not going to be that tall anyway, but he's a little bitty and he's got long brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, so hasn't had a haircut since birth, stuck at home in limbo because the Mount Bellevue School, which, by the way, is in the Barbers Hill School District.
Okay.
Just kind of ironic that's the case.
Yeah.
anyway, she had enrolled him in the district with a strict dress code. The wording bars boys with hair that goes below their eyebrows, the ears, or touches the collar. It is therefore inappropriate, and you can't have ponytails either. School district released a statement defending its policy as a staple of, quote, rigorous educational environment of high expectations for local residents' children.
Mm.
Parents have a right to seek an appropriate educational setting for their child, just as Ms. Oates has the right to place her child in the district that reflects her personal expectations for standards and appearance. There are procedures in place for addressing the concerns over the policy, says the Barbers Hill ISD. So
long hair makes it educationally inappropriate?
Yeah, you know, and they used to say, long time ago, they said it was a distraction because it was long hair.
Right.
But again, that's going back almost 50 years, mm-hmm. okay? And, you know, the things that kids are exposed to now through their devices, probably you're not going to see anything at school that you haven't seen on a screen somewhere.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
Especially at the age of 4. I don't think he's trying to be a distraction.
No. And I mean, I'm looking at pictures of him right now, and it's very well kept, and he looks clean.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
I feel like hygiene, if it's a hygiene problem,
yeah.
now,
that's something to talk to the parents about, maybe. But
I will say this on the flip side of the issue, though. You know, when I was growing up, we had dress codes and things like that. Like, our sideburns couldn't be past our earlobes and things like that. I mean, we had dress code things that we had to abide by. And the thing is like, you just got to do it, you know? I mean, just do it.
But why? Why do you just have to do it?
Because it's part of the organization you're going to, the establishment.
Chelsea being defiant.
Not saying
bad. Not saying it's bad.
Right. No, I think that this, you know, this kid and his mom, for whatever reason, just chose to, you know, I'm sure if he asked to get a haircut, she probably would have been okay with that too, but he obviously likes his hair long.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I understand the distraction part and maybe, you know, weird, crazy facial hair. And it's hard. It's hard to draw the line and make mm-hmm. distinctions between different situations. But I don't know. I think this kid looks fine.
And don't get me wrong. I'm a libertarian. And so naturally my personal belief is that, you know, most of this stuff is malarkey. But, you know, I mean, if it's the rules, you just got to follow the rules.
See,
you're going to school.
I just think it's dumb rules.
It is.
In the day when I went to school, you couldn't have facial hair at all.
Mm-hmm.
That just could not happen. And then, you know, as that starts to kind of become a gray area, you start to see more of that. And I have no idea what policies are when it comes to that now. But, you know, you get the, oh, I forgot to shave today thing. Mr. Johnson, I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I got sent to the principal's office one time because I had stubble, and they made me shave with a little Bic razor.
Ow. Mm-hmm. Hello?
What is wrong with following the rules that are set by someone? That's what's wrong with our society today, is everybody feels like they have the right to do exactly what they want to do.
All right.
Period.
All right. Good. Thanks.
And see, that's kind of what
there
I was saying. It works to my point
there.
Yeah.
Side, yeah.
Just, if it's
your
the
side,
rules, it's not meant to hurt you, or, you know, they're not doing it just to be stupid.
Well,
you know, there's a reason for it.
It's meant to dampen your creative spirit.
Hey, all right. 727. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Again, we've told you about all the situations that exist based on Harvey being out there in the Gulf, and it's just a matter of we got to wait and see what Harvey does to see how our weather really will pan out. But we can tell you this, today it's going to be 96. Heat index is going to be about 104. Strangely enough, we'll have northeasterly winds. But then things will start to moderate because we'll stay cloudy, and then we could certainly get some rain. Again, we got 2.49 inches of rain officially yesterday, which was a record for that date. And again, could have some very heavy rain in our area, or certainly between here and the Texas coast. We'll just kind of, as everything, got to wait and see what Harvey's going to do to us. And again, right now we have 76 degrees out there.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You heard about the story of the high school journalists in Kansas? Oh yeah, this was so big the Washington Post and all the others picked it up. These journalists in Kansas investigated the background of their new principal. Her name was Amy Roberts, and they found out that she did not go to a university. She got a degree from an online diploma mill, not a university. And after their story questioning her background was published, the principal resigned. And almost immediately, these young journalists found themselves in the news. Their story was all over social media. It was reported on by respected members of the drive-bys. The kids were shocked that they got so much attention from big-time news outlets. But it is not a surprise why these high school journalists were held up for such praise, because their elders in the business were as proud as a mother lion watching her cubs perform their first successful hunt. Because these kids didn't just wound an authority figure, they took her out. Now, I have some advice for you high school cub reporters. You're not real drive-by journalists yet. Your first scalp was somebody who did do something wrong. You found out and reported it. That's no big deal. What you have to do is find somebody totally innocent, preferably a CEO or a mayor or some big figure, and ruin them. You ruin somebody's interest, and that's your ticket to the Washington Post and the New York Times and CNN. Don't doubt me.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0680. That's 800-601-0680.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Texas A&M's decision to cancel a White Lives Matter event on September 11th has the official support of the system's Board of Regents.
We do not believe that the First Amendment requires us to allow violence on our campuses, and our obligation to ensure the safety of our students, faculty, and staff is first and foremost.
Regent Elaine Mendoza of San Antonio read the resolution that was unanimously approved by the seven members attending yesterday's meeting. Regents Chairman Charles Schwartz of Houston brought up his multiple experiences with the First Amendment during a 40-year legal career.
The administration had a firm, factual basis to conclude that violence at this event was probable and therefore the safety of our campus was impaired.
The sponsor of a similar event last December wanted to stage a day-long event at Rudder Plaza titled Today Charlottesville, Tomorrow Texas A&M. The Bryan City Council heard this week from a former mayor who called for raising the city's property tax rate by up to 5 cents for a specific group of quality of life projects. Current Mayor Andrew Nelson on our show says what was proposed by Ron Blatchley could be done without raising the tax rate.
That's not just me saying, you know, pie in the sky. I think we can work deals and try to get that done. We have over $1 million in new property on the tax roll, $1 million of increased tax base that came from new development.
Blatchley's idea for a community and senior center came partially after stopping his car to visit with a group of men talking outside along Martin Luther King Street.
Sitting under some trees, 100 degrees, they got some old rickety chairs, and they sit out there and just have a good time talking with each other. I've stopped and visited with them a time or two myself. And the interesting thing is, they, along with many others, would like to have a community center, an air-conditioned center, I might add.
Blatchley's list also includes a new park.
The last major park built in our city was built during my term, 1980 to 84. And you should see it's not in the best of conditions.
The council approved next year's budget as recommended by city staff. Public hearings on the city's property tax rate will be held September 5th and 12th. A Houston man arrested this week on charges of trying to blow up a Confederate statue has criminal connections to the Twin Cities.
According to the New York-based digital news site Heavy.com, 25-year-old Andrew Cecil Schneck was sentenced to 5 years of probation after pleading guilty to one count of storing an explosive in a manner not in conformity with regulations. That followed raids in October 2013 at a Bryan condo in West Villa Maria and two homes in Houston, all owned by Schneck's parents. According to Heavy.com, Schneck paid restitution of more than $12,000 to the College Station Fire Department, more than $5,000 to the Bryan Fire Department, and about $200 to the College Station Police Department. After Schneck's arrest, the Houston Fire Department collected and detonated undisclosed hazardous materials in Schneck's home. A Bryan man of 22 arrests and 16 years is returning to prison in a plea agreement reached with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office. 33-year-old Winston Brown will have to serve at least 9 years of an 18-year sentence before becoming eligible for parole. Prosecutors say Brown was the lookout during two convenience store armed robberies in Bryan last November. One was at Bryan Food Mart on Old Hearn Road and the other at the Valero at William Joel Bryan in the freeway. According to online court records, Brown was also convicted for two business burglaries and two counts of criminal mischief that took place in Bryan on May 31st. One was at the Family Dollar at Texas and Coulter, and the other was at a nearby construction company office. A Navasota man's in prison for the third time, twice for drunk driving. 55-year-old Ruben Maldonado was sentenced to 35 years for his fourth DWI. According to the DA's office, Maldonado admitted to having a blood alcohol level 2.5 times the legal limit. This followed a crash and a high-speed chase in Bryan almost 3 years ago. Prosecutors say Maldonado drove more than 100 miles an hour before stopping along Highway 6 near the Nantucket exit in South College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station Police Department was looking forward to hosting the second annual community picnic and back-to-school rally this Saturday, but Tropical Storm Harvey had other plans.
For the safety of everybody, we're going to go ahead and cancel that event this weekend.
Sergeant Sean Beatty says the National Weather Service predicts heavy rain, high winds, and even a slim chance of tornadoes. Beatty says they will not reschedule the event.
We got a heavy home football schedule coming up this year, and so football season's upon us, and that's a very resource-intensive endeavor for the police department. And so, as is the community picnic.
Beatty says CSPD wishes everyone a safe and secure school year and says, weather permitting, they do plan on bringing the community picnic back next year. WTAW News Time is 7:38. It's 76 degrees. Be part of the show. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Earl, get your rear end out of that truck. You ain't going nowhere till you get our gates painted.
Ugh, dang old gates. I painted them suckers 5 times in the last 3 years.
You know, Earl, you could just take them off the hinges and get them to Jackrabbit powder coating for a superior finish that's going to last a lot longer than 5 years.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I tell you, Jackrabbit chowder potent really does have a solution for all my metal problems.
Earl, this is getting ridiculous. It's Jackrabbit powder coating, a company worth remembering.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold at Tom Light Chevrolet. Now save $13,500 on new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition. $13,500 in total savings. Choose from a big selection. But hurry, we may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include factory incentives of $7,500 and 6,000 dealer discounts. Stock number 60253. See dealer for details.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
The potential for heavy rainfall and serious flooding issues is increasing as we're heading towards the weekend. It'll all be due to Harvey and where it ends up going and stalling out. Partial sun, maybe a shower, thunderstorm this afternoon, 90 to 95. Storms end during the evening, partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 75. Clouds tomorrow, afternoon showers and thunderstorms, possible 90. Showers and thunderstorms could be quite strong Saturday, highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, first-year secondary coach Ron Cooper spoke on some of the promising players he's seen so far at the last week of training camp. Meanwhile, Baylor's in the process of settling recent lawsuits in an effort to move forward from its recent legal woes. And the Astros' bats were hot against the Nationals in Houston, while the Rangers earned a key road win over the Angels. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Harvey's moving north-northwest at about 10 miles an hour, still out there in the Gulf this morning, and it's going to start making the opening bands will start making landfall later on. They say actual landfall will be 1 a.m. Saturday, they think, and be down probably in the lower third of the Texas coast, but it's not going to be way down deep in the Texas coast. It does seem to indicate that we're going to end up getting some rain. Get some rain from this event. But as we talked about, you just don't know how fast Harvey's going to move. May just sit on top of some folks and just pound rain on them hour after hour after hour. But again, we mentioned just a while ago, first day of school for College Station on Monday. Mm-hmm. We'll see what that necessarily does. Anywhere from 3 inches up to 30 inches is what they're saying. It just
nice little range right there.
There you go. Yeah. Harvey located in the south central Gulf of Mexico right now, strengthening as he moves toward northwest or moves to the northwest toward the Texas coast. Low to moderate chances for periods of scattered showers and thunderstorms through early Friday morning hours as the outer bands of Harvey come ashore. And then from Friday through Wednesday, possibly some tropical force winds in an area that includes Brazos County, but also includes Washington County and Austin County, Madison, Houston, Montgomery County. So we'll see. We're in an area that certainly could get some weather. So keep you posted. We said we'll talk to the City of Bryan emergency folks today, and both cities will have information out there on their websites, and they'll push it out through us in other ways so that you'll know about it. Okay. All right, so coffee good for you, coffee bad for you.
Which one's this story about?
This one says coffee makes you dumber.
Oh, lies.
Now, you see, but those are the headlines. And then when you start to actually delve into the question, you see how they came up with the headline. What the researchers did is they looked at the GPAs of more than 1,000 college students and asked them how many cups of coffee they drink each day. So it's almost after the fact, okay, because they're going, okay, GPA, and then how many cups of coffee, what, did you drink today?
Mm-hmm.
But here's what they said. First of all, students who didn't drink coffee had an average GPA of 3.4, but then the more they drank, the more the GPA dipped, and that's what they're building this whole thing on. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the deal is, it doesn't necessarily mean that the coffee is causing it. I mean, there could be other reasons that college kids are drinking a ton of coffee.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe they were waiting too long to study, and then they had to pull an all-nighter, so then they were drinking coffee to stay awake.
There
but
you are.
Because they were, you know, waited too long, that was just their fault from the beginning.
See, Chelsea with a much more uplifting reason rather than you, Brad, who went right for the obvious.
Yeah, you know, I'm just
trying to cure what happened.
Basing it on my experience.
An earlier decision they made that was not the best. So just saying, That's fine. So today we beat drinking coffee up. Next week we'll probably have one how it makes you smarter.
Right.
Caller.
So it's causation, not correlation.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what we're talking about. But it proves that you've got science out there that'll tell you almost anything. So did anybody buy a lottery ticket simply because it was $700 million?
I mean, I knew people who did. Right. I did not.
Generally, you don't buy it, but you figure, heck, for $700 million, I'll get off the couch, right?
Yeah, I would have if I would have thought about it on my way home.
Well, the folks at Business Insider use this opportunity to test a cognitive bias known as regret avoidance. Regret avoidance. We constantly have to make decisions without perfect information, like what investments you want to make, or maybe you want to go to a new job, or maybe you want to buy a lottery ticket. We consider what the possible outcomes are and the probability of each of those, and then we make the best choice based on the information we have at this time, okay? If it's $200, you don't, $200 million, you don't think that's enough of a reason, $700 million going, hey, I got a shot. So if new information becomes available after we have made a decision, we sometimes will experience regret. We've all done it. Buyer's remorse. You feel badly because you spent money on some expensive item and you shouldn't have, or you didn't have the money, or the item goes on sale.
Story of my life.
You've wasted money. So when making these kind of decisions, we think about the future regret. And then we incorporate that into our decision-making. So they had an office lottery at the Business Insider in which a pool of over 50 people participated. They said they polled the participants, and they found that 86% of the people who had joined the pool because they would be miserable if their colleagues won and they were left out. For many, it was an easy decision to pay the $2 to avoid the possibility of feeling so much regret. That is regret avoidance. So what they did is they gave them the option to get their money back. In fact, they offered to give them $1 more than their money back. And most of the people refused to sell their tickets back.
Huh.
They were worried that they might be selling a winning ticket.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's human nature.
Right. Yeah.
Again, we make a decision based on not enough information, and then we go, oh, I don't know. I mean, right.
Captain Hindsight, yeah.
That's it. So 747. The steps you should take to cut in line. The steps you should take to cut.
like sneakily?
Well, no, that's the whole idea. Is there, like anything else, there's a right way and there's a wrong way to do that.
Okay.
So to figure out how you should do that with the highest success, we'll tell you about that before 8 o'clock.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Greg Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, okay, let's say I'm a first-time home buyer. Most people seem to think that all the home buying is done during the summer, right? Like May, June, July. That's not necessarily the case, right?
Well, the majority of our inventory does change hands during the summer, but if you're a first-time home buyer, believe it or not, at the end of the summer, going into the fall and even the winter, that may be the best time for you to purchase. And here's why. We all know the concept of supply and demand. With a limited supply of houses, if there are way more people out there buying, especially individuals that have kiddos and they have to be in a house before school starts, you're competing for the houses, and that's going to drive the prices up. Now that summer has come to the end and you're the only buyer out there, the likelihood of a seller having to be a little bit more flexible with negotiation is in your favor. So believe it or not, the fall and in the winter is a great time for first-time home buyers.
Oh, making a buyer a hot commodity, I see. Greg and Jen and the whole team over at Zweiker & Associates are the experts. Get in touch with them, zarealestate.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
You're on vacation and things aren't going as well as you hoped for. Maybe your car broke down, or you got lost, or you missed a flight. No fun, right? But you don't have to let those difficulties ruin your family time. In some ways, those annoying intrusions can actually be the kinds of things great memories are made of. I'll never forget a camping trip I took when I was in college at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. As soon as we arrived, everyone pitched in to set up the camp. At one point, I was crossing the grounds when I came across a guy who was under a tree pumping a Coleman stove. As I passed by, I heard an explosion behind me. I turned around, and the guy was passed out at the base of the tree. The Coleman stove was on fire and spinning. Even worse, the dead leaves began catching fire. I rushed over and beat out the flames with my jacket before any real trouble got started. Watching the campgrounds almost go up in flames wasn't exactly how I had envisioned that weekend. But you know what? That's one trip I'll never forget because it taught me how to respond in an emergency. Now, I don't blame you for not wanting to deal with problems on your vacation, but if you do have complications, keep your cool. All is not lost. Years from now, that flat tire or camper problem or whatever might just make this one of the most memorable vacations your family has ever had. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click Child's Dermatology.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer, and Brian in Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, the Aggie football team is in their final week of training camp before returning to the field in just over a week. First-year secondary coach Ron Cooper spoke on what he's seen from some of the standouts in the secondary aside from Armani Watts and Donovan Wilson.
Yeah, you know, we've got two true freshmen, Keldrick Harper and Derek Tucker that can play. But there is a guy thrown in that played last year, Larry Pryor, who is probably the first safety in. So we got five guys that are working there. And, you know, after Armani and Donald, if something happens, Larry will go play. But the two freshmen are coming along good also.
Speaking of Armani Watts, he, Christian Kirk, and Coda Martin earned spots on the preseason All-Southeastern Conference team as selected by the league head coaches yesterday. Kirk, Watts, Martin, and the rest of the team take the field in California to face UCLA on Sunday, September 3rd. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m., and you can catch the game right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, Alabama placed a league-high 15 players on the coaches' preseason All-SEC football teams, including quarterback Jalen Hurts. All 14 teams are represented. The preseason number one Crimson Tide had 4 first-teamers on offense and 4 on defense, plus punter J.K. Scott. Well, for more than a year, federal civil lawsuits against Baylor have accused the nation's largest Baptist school of mishandling, ignoring, or stifling claims of sexual abuse of students. Some of those claims were made against football players. Baylor is starting to make those cases go away with settlements. The settlements will keep potential evidence out of the courts in the public eye as the school tries to move past the scandal. Speaking of Baylor, Florida Atlantic coach Lane Kiffin told ESPN yesterday that former Baylor coach Art Briles is not a consultant for the Owls program, formally or informally, and has never been to practice. Briles' son Kendall Briles is the FAU offensive coordinator and was quoted recently as saying he talks to his father daily about such things as personnel and getting players in the right spots. Kiffin said he's called Art Briles, quote, probably twice, but only to let him know that Kendall was doing a good job. In Major League Baseball, the Astros bats were hot.
Breaking ball, that's hit high in the air, pretty deep to left center field. Kendrick is going back, so is Taylor looking up, and that ball is gone. And that's hit in the air and pretty well a left field, and you can kiss that one goodbye. Onto the train tracks for Max Stassi. And Bregman drives this one pretty deep to left center field. Going back on it is Kendrick and Taylor, and that ball is gone. Through the archway, a 3-run home run for Alex
Bregman.
That three-run dinger from Alex Bregman was supplemented by solo shots from Jake Mariznick and Max Stassi to help the Houston Astros beat the Washington Nationals 6-1. The victory snaps a 9-game losing streak to the Nationals and is just Houston's second win in the last 15 games against Washington. The Astros look to claim the series tonight at Minute Maid. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 p.m. In Anaheim, Adrian Beltre hit two early homers, and the Texas Rangers pushed three runs across in the 10th inning to beat the Los Angeles Angels 7-5. The fourth and final game with the Angels is tonight in Anaheim. First pitch is at 9:08 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, former Texas A&M standout A.J. Minter made his Major League Baseball debut last night at SunTrust Park in Atlanta. The left-handed pitcher worked a scoreless ninth inning for the Atlanta Braves in their 9-6 loss to the Seattle Mariners. Minter retired all three batters he faced in the ninth inning, including two strikeouts in his big league introduction. And in the NFL, the NAACP wants a meeting with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to discuss the fate of unsigned free agent Colin Kaepernick. The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback refused to stand for the national anthem, instead kneeling as a protest against police brutality. The NAACP says in a letter to Goodell that it's apparently, quote, no sheer coincidence that Kaepernick hasn't been picked up. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available, with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey, did you make it by to Peach Creek Vineyards yesterday? It's game day or game night every Wednesday at Peach Creek Vineyards, located just south of town out in Peach Creek. Now, they're open today from 3 to 6, Friday from 1 to 5, and then over the weekend they have hours as well. You can find all the hourly information on their website at peachcreekvineyards.com. But also what they have is a pavilion. It's a great venue to rent for private parties. It can be a graduation, a birthday party, family or class reunion. They even be a good place for informal wedding. Now, you can bring your own food if you want to do that. They can handle the catering for you at Peach Creek Vineyards, or you can take care of any or all of that situation. What Peach Creek Vineyards wants you to do is come out and just enjoy being out in the country and, of course, enjoy their wines. They have reds, whites, rosés, and some specialty wines to choose from. And if you're a member of their wine club, then you can rent that facility at a discount and also get wines at a discount. And they have a gift shop and a tasting room where you can try a bottle or a glass, but most importantly, go out and enjoy the environment with your friends. That's Peach Creek Vineyards. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com for more information. Okay, cutting in line. How do we cut in line and make it work?
Tell me.
Don't try if the line is for something awesome, okay? A 2012 study showed if it's a concert or something like that, then people aren't going to do it. But if it's something dull and boring like ATM, probably so. Don't try to sneak in front of somebody, because if they confront you, then others are going to gang up on you, so don't do that. Your chances are much better if you simply ask. When you ask, give them a reason, and it doesn't even have to be a great reason. A study from the late 70s found that your chances of getting a yes are much better if you give any excuse, like you're running late for work. Again, remember, that was from the late 70s, though, so that was 40 years ago. Things may be different now. Focus on just the first person in line. A study found that if they say it's okay, people behind them probably won't say anything, and you don't want to get them involved anyway.
Yeah, and if you're going to cut, why not go straight to
That's
the front?
Right. And... as a last resort, you could try to bribe people with money. A study found that people, if they tried, quite often it worked. Here's the best part. Most of the people who let them cut in didn't take the money. They let them go in, even they refused the money that you offered them.
Really? Wow.
Well, they say that. yet. Things are different now. It seems that they haven't done a survey just right away on that.
Right.
Just so you know. All right, in the meantime, hurricane warning has been issued along the Texas coast having to do with Harvey. Just so you know, we'll keep you posted on that as well. The storm's maximum sustained winds have increased to near 45 miles an hour. So we'll keep you posted. We're probably going to get rain. We just don't know how much rain. But in the meantime, while you're getting all focused on Harvey, remember it's still going to be 96 degrees today. We're still going to have a heat index of 104. And by the way, we received 2.49 inches of rain last night. WTAW College Station Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.